Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, January 12th, 2015. And yes, this is the first broadcast of the new year. I'm happy to say, as your host, John Hansen, that we're launching it with another great segment from Kelly Barner, who is with Buyer's Meeting Point, and she shares with us news from the world of purchasing. And of course, included as always in this sharing is a guest audio soundbite. And this week, we'll hear from IBM's Steve Peterson and SIG's Don Evans, and they'll talk about the results of the IBM Institute for Business Values 2014 CPO survey. And by the way, we provide the link to that full interview, the video itself, as well as the study within the segment's outline today. So you can click in and find out more about it. But nonetheless, I'm sure even the soundbite itself will be interesting. So without further delay, let's welcome back to the show Kelly Barner.
Thank you, John. This is the Buyer's Meeting Point weekly update for January 12th through the 16th, 2015. Happy New Year to everyone and welcome back. I'm happy to be here kicking off 2015 with new events and new guest audio. This week is really the first active events week of the year, with six events covering a range of procurement and supply chain topics. My first recommendation takes place on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Big data, big impact on procurement. Find out how procurement's leaders gain the edge. This is a webinar being hosted by ISM and presented by IBM. In the Institute for Business Value CPO study released by IBM in December of 2014, they uncovered specific programs and actions that help some procurement organizations outpace the rest. Incidentally, we will hear more about this study in today's guest audio. One notable area of differentiation for leading procurement organizations was big data and analytics. In this week's event, IBM will share examples of why and how leading procurement organizations use big data and analytical capabilities to bring down costs, ensure compliance, reduce risks, and improve supplier management. On Wednesday, also at 1 p.m. Eastern, Sourcing Interest Group kicks off their 2015 Town Hall teleconference schedule. These town halls are different from webinars in that they are audio only, practitioner only, and they are open floor events. In other words, the featured speaker addresses a preset topic, and then the floor is open for attendees to ask questions and discuss live on the call. This month's topic is Governance is Dead, a New Paradigm for Managing Supplier Relationships, and it will be presented by John Fafian, Head of Strategy and Sourcing at PricewaterhouseCoopers. The alternative he will present to traditional governance models reflects the recent trend towards more collaborative supply management, meaning that the management effort is less of a one-way feedback session and more of a back-and-forth exchange of ideas and information. The last event I will recommend this week is at the Very Tale at 11 a.m. Eastern on Friday. The Power of Frictionless Procurement, presented by Advanced Purchasing Dynamics, is based on the results of a recent study they conducted of procurement departments in manufacturing companies with sales between $100 million and $1 billion. In an article posted on LinkedIn by APD's Mike Betts, we get a little more insight into the concept of frictionless procurement, or the idea that while the organization's understanding of procurement's role in their operations is improving, neither side has really figured out how to make it work smoothly yet. Betts also identifies three megatrends in procurement in that same article. The first is procurement's improved standing and cross-functional improvement. The second is controlling business data and driving standard business processes across the enterprise. And the third is bringing suppliers closer and sharing more information with them. All registrants of this week's webinar will also receive a copy of a white paper on frictionless procurement. Check the Buyer's Meeting Point events calendar for the scheduling and registration links for these events, as well as those coming up. Next week, we have a HubWoo webinar on fighting the battle against unmanaged spend and a forward-looking event from Gartner on how uncertainty drives opportunity. In this week's guest audio, we will start a three-week audio series on CPO studies. A number of them have recently been released from authoritative sources, and they all reveal something a little different, both about the CPOs surveyed as well as about those facilitating the surveys and analyzing the results. This week, we will start by featuring information from IBM and Sourcing Interest Group on IBM's 2014 CPO study by sharing audio from Steve Peterson, an IBM Institute for Business Value research lead, as well as Don Evans, CEO of the Sourcing Interest Group. In the coming weeks, we will hear from Deloitte and Ardent Partners about their studies and resulting reports. But this week, let's start our series off with the IBM study.
I'm Steve Peterson with the IBM Institute for Business Value, and I'm the author of the 2014 Chief Procurement Officer Study, The Journey to Value. Our 2014 study included 1,023 respondents from around the globe. They were all from large organizations with $1 billion U.S. dollars in revenue or higher. The study was unique in that we did focus on very senior procurement organizations and very senior procurement individuals. Some of our core messages from the study are that role models, the organizations who are delivering higher amounts of revenue and greater profitability to the enterprises they serve, are unique in many respects. The role models tend to have a more strategic focus. They're thinking about things that really drive value for the organizations they serve. They think a lot about innovation. They think about revenue growth much more extensively than do their underperforming counterparts. They tend to be more engaged with the senior leaders of the organization. That helps them to actually embody and take on the enterprise agenda in a different way. They're not focused exclusively on procurement. They're thinking more broadly about the organization that they serve. These organizations, these role models, tend to embrace change. They tend to embrace the latest and newest technologies for procurement and for the organization more broadly, and they bring innovation from their interactions with suppliers, with internal stakeholders, with external stakeholders. They bring those insights into the enterprise, and they use them to drive the innovation agenda.
Part of the role of IBM and this study is to help elevate the importance and strategic benefit of having a CPO really have a seat at the table with the executive team. We have a C-level now, it's called the CPO. However, quite often they report up through other parts of the organization and not directly to the CEO. And it is absolutely critical for the C-suite to understand that the CPO adds so much strategic benefit to the organization. A good CPO today is tasked with top-line revenue growth as well. They're looking for innovative ideas coming from the suppliers that they work with every single day and being innovative with the use of technology, the use of new sources of supply. And to be honest with you, the world for the CPO has gotten so small. Where we used to think about sourcing locally or nationally, now we source and deliver product around the world. In a blink of an eye, you're suddenly operating in a new country with new sources of supply and new laws and regulations facing you. So the role of the CPO is so much more strategic than it has been in the past. And I'm hoping that with the results of this study, that the other parts of the organization, the enterprise as a whole, will start to see the value of the CPO.
As you heard Peterson say, the focus of the IBM study is on role models and the journey to procurement value. When I first heard the phrase role model in the context of this research, I assumed they would be talking about leading individuals within each procurement organization, but they are in fact talking about leading-edge procurement organizations as a whole. There's nothing new about the idea of separating organizations into tiers based on their performance. Pretty much every study, regardless of who is running it, does the exact same thing. I believe the difference here is the tone of attainability. The idea that strategic top performers should not be looked at as mystical organizations operating way off in the distance, but rather groups of colleagues that should, and more importantly, can be emulated. Part of this is naturally due to IBM's desire to make it seem possible to transform the average procurement organization into a leading one, with their expert help, of course. But they certainly don't go in for the hard sell here, so we'll forgive them for that. The fact of the matter is that although there will always be leading organizations, they will always be the minority. Regardless of how many articles we read or webinars we attend on the need for innovation, top-line focus, broad approach, and a direct reporting relationship to the CEO, most procurement practitioners and their teams have been slow to change, whether in response to their own organization's feedback or competitive pressure. And that brings us to the second important takeaway from the idea of a role model. You can't learn from them if you aren't associating with them. That might take the form of attending conferences, becoming more active in your local professional community, or signing up for some other kind of group development activity. We can learn from our direct internal colleagues, but we can learn so much more from the role models as IBM describes them. They may be other organizations in our own industry, in completely different industries, or on the procurement teams at our closest supply partners. We all need to be actively looking for these role models, or even better, mentors that can provide us with good examples of what we should aspire to be and to accomplish. Does your procurement team have what you would consider a role model, whether official or otherwise? Where do you look for benchmarks on the kind of capabilities you need to build and the level of proficiency you need to develop? If you are interested in viewing the video that goes with today's audio or downloading the full IBM CPO study, I will put the links to those on today's Blog Talk Radio episode page. As always, you can share your thoughts on this week's guest audio or recommended events by commenting on today's episode page or by connecting with me directly on LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook. I will be back next Monday to review more upcoming procurement events and share another guest audio excerpt.
Thank you. You know, as I listen to this, and again, the reports from CPO, one thing that comes into mind is that when I'd interviewed Robert Hanfield, and he wrote a very, very interesting book recently, just published it, where he talked about the fact is that the kind of collaboration, the kind of connecting points are an act of will that must transcend procurement and encompass the entire enterprise and encompass the entire organization. And I think that's really a key part going forward in 2015 is this removal of the silos of thinking, the traditional functional boundaries, and looking at organizations from a more holistic standpoint. I mean, my takeaway from this is that you've got to be able to communicate and redefine what you're doing in the context of the bigger enterprise. And I don't care whether you're a CIO, CFO, CPO, I think the biggest thing that we're going to face in 2015 is to become more collaborative, more relationship-oriented, and those who best manage relationships are the ones who are going to be able to wield the most influence within the enterprise and with an organization's external stakeholders or partners as well. Anyway, another great insight and perspective, Kelly, and I want to thank you for sharing that. I want to remind you each and every Monday at this same time, we're joined by Buyers Meetings, Kelly Barner, who will again share news from the procurement, upcoming events, and webinar that will definitely be of interest, as well as the Get Auto sites, which will give you a little bit of a first-hand chance to really see and hear some of the newsmakers within our industry. Anyway, until we come back at you over these same virtual airwaves at that time, I remain your host as always, John Hansen. Happy New Year, and looking forward to an exciting 2015. Bye for now.